On the town.
都市略影。
From BBC Learning English.
Hi, I'm Lee. Welcome to On the Town from BBCUKChina.com.
And I'm William. And I am especially proud to be British today, Lee.
Oh, how wonderful!可是为什么今天你为自己是英国人而特别自豪呢 ,Will?
Because I am convinced that British cuisine is one of the best in the world, Lee. The town that we're talking about today is Manchester in the north of England. They have just opened an exhibition celebrating the Great British Pie. There's something truly British about eating pies, whether they're served up with chips,or enjoyed at a football ground with a plastic fork.
Well, 曼彻斯特正在举行的馅儿饼大展对宣传英国馅儿饼肯定是很有帮助了。不过馅儿饼也不是英国独有，对吗？其他国家也有啊。
Well, let's hear Tom Bridge, the author of a book called Pie Society. See if you can identify some of the civilizations that also had a pie-eating culture.
It can go right back to the Egyptians, the Romans, the Normans, and all the different areas of where pies came about. Because of the paste itself, when you think about it, it held in all the wonderful flavors that were needed to actually make what they call the perfect pie.
So all these 古代文明 ancient civilizations like 埃及人、罗马人还有诺曼人不也都有各自的馅饼吗？
But none of them produced a dish with all of the wonderful flavors of the classic British pie.
Wonderful flavors, 诱人可口的味道。
Let's hear what BBC reporter Richard Steed had to say after a visit to the exhibition in Manchester. And those of you who like cooking, listen out for the main ingredients that we put in pies.
The delicacy truly baked itself into the national conscience in the working class communities of the north of England. The exhibition also celebrates the huge variety of crust and fillings which can be found. There's short crust or flaky pastry. Then there's the savoury fillings of meat and potato, cheese and onion, or steak and kidney. For those with a sweet tooth, there's the fruit pie.
He calls British pies a delicacy.
如果说馅饼是英国的美味食品，那中国的美味品可是数不胜数了。Lots of delicacies. 中国人也会做馅饼，只不过是用油煎，而不是放在烤箱里烘烤的。
Yes, and he mentioned the fillings. Did you pay attention, Lee?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, you should write it down because you keep inviting me to dinner.
他提到的英国馅饼呢，有咸有甜，其中咸味的有肉馅饼和土豆馅饼 ，meat and potato。
And cheese and onion。
再有呢，就是奶酪和洋葱馅饼。
And steak and kidney。
啊，牛排和腰子馅饼。This is very British, isn't it? 前面的记者提到了 sweet tooth， 那这又是什么馅饼呢 ？Another flavor, Will?
No, of course not. When someone likes eating sweet food a lot, we say that they have a sweet tooth.
A sweet tooth, 意思是喜欢甜食的人。这些人可以买到由各种水果制成的甜馅饼 ,the sweet tooth fruit pie.
And everyone has a preference when talking about crust, which is the outside of a pie.Listen to what this man, who visited the exhibition, says.
My favourite pie would be cheese and onion. Absolutely wonderful.
And what kind of pastry are we talking about? Are we talking flaky or short crust?
Oh, flaky pastry for me, definitely.
He said that he likes flaky pastry, 就是油酥式馅饼，吃到嘴里又酥又脆。
Yes, he likes flaky pastry rather than short crust.
Short crust, 这种馅饼的表皮呢比较厚一点，不过吃到嘴里呢也是酥脆酥脆的。Oh, I'm getting hungry, Will.
Yeah, no, so am I. And apparently, so was this woman who also visited the exhibition in Manchester. She doesn't have a sweet tooth, but she likes sharper tastes. Listen and tell me why.
Well, I love cheese and onion pies also, and peas, so lovely thick crust, but lots and lots of vinegar on the peas.
Ah, she likes lots of vinegar, 醋, on her peas. 她喜欢在吃奶酪洋葱馅饼的时候呢，把醋撒到豌豆上。Ooh, yummy, yummy.
Well, Lee, let's just finish the program and go to a nice restaurant and buy half a dozen pies of different fillings and spend the whole afternoon there just eating and getting fat.
This is pie in the sky, dear William. 那纯属梦想。我们现在要赶紧回去准备下一个节目呢 ，Will.
Oh, so no pie in the sky then for us, and no pie on our plates either.Let's just go back to work then.
Yeah, let's go. Bye.
Bye.
On the town.
都市略影
From BBC Learning English.